From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As the vote counting continues in the Haitian presidential elections, more irregularities are found. And one of Jamaica's biggest businessmen, John Issa, makes a bid for Cuban tourism.
They hope that we'll be able to lift the standard, some of their operations, and introduce some of our innovations into their industry for the benefit of, Cuba and their tourist industry.
This is BBC Caribbean Report, and I'm Soraya Patrick. The latest results from Haiti put Father Aristide ahead. He is leading with 66% of the vote. Second is Marc Bazin with almost 14%. And as before, Monsieur Dejoie is running in third place with almost 7%. The total votes counted so far is only one quarter of those cast, so there is still a considerable way to go before the final result. But one of the problems causing this delay is the numerous mistakes and irregularities that are now coming to the fore, as our correspondent Michael Norton told me from Port-au-Prince.
Many of the certified reports have been incorrectly calculated. It seems that most of the officials that are handling, who are volunteers, by the way, weren't really very well trained. And it's quite understandable in as much as the process was very, very much a rush job. There was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of fear. There were a lot of problems. It only was put together in about 3 or 4 months. In most other countries, such a procedure is put together in a couple of years. Next time it will be better. There are many, many mistakes, many irregularities, but those things do seem to be able to be corrected, for there are doubles. The number of the voters can be checked against the certified reports. It will take time, but everything can come out in the end all right.